Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from the daf of Kuf Beis in Meseches Erevin, will present it in a slightly dramatic fashion. Is it a mitzvah or aveira to wear a hat on Shabbos? In Meseches Erevin Kuf Beis Amud Beis, it could very well be that in certain instances, wearing a hat on Shabbos might actually be an Isur Derabbanan. The Gemara on Kuf Beis Amud Beis tells us the Rav Shishi Brei de Rav Idi, two lines from the top, differentiated between a hat that had a tefach worth of space versus a hat that did not have a tefach worth of space on its brim. According to all opinions, at that stage of the Gemara, the reason why it would be prohibited if there is a tefach is because it resembles ohel. Presumably it's Isser Ol Midrabanan, but nevertheless going out with an OL on Shabbos. So here you go. It's a Mefurisha Gemara that if there's a tefach worth of space of the brim, in such a case there's an issue of OL. There is a Machlokis Rishonim how to read the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara then says, Elameater Sharviv Biglime Tefach, the same thing should apply, should be a problem if a person spreads out a talis over himself, where the top of the talis, the atara, spells out more than a tefach, it should be a problem. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, this is how the sugya concludes, hod mihadik, hod lo mihadik. According to the opinion of Rashi, the Gemara has entirely rejected its concern about a tefach being an ohel. Because if that would be so, the same should apply to a talis. However, the Gemara changes its mind and says, we have to be concerned that the hat will blow off on Shabbos. Now this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Aleph, Sim Sif Mem Aleph, we have the Mechaber saying, Lotzeis b'Shabbos b'kovashe b'rosha, osu l'hogim b'pnei achama, yesh mi she'osar mishum l'chay shinan, she'ag b'enu ruach merusha v'osu l'suye dalet amis. One has to be concerned that the hat is going to be blown off. The Mechaber does say, not all instances, like we learned in our Gemara, that if it's tied under his chin, it will be acceptable. Similarly, the Mechaber is also Mekel im Kain Hup Mehudak Berosho, if it's tightly attached to his head, in such a case, then it will also be permissible, and Chazal never made the Gzera. If we learned according to Rashi, and according to this Psak Halacha, then a person should try to fasten, if they wear a hat on Shabbos, fasten the hat tightly to their head, and it would not be a problem. However, there is a dissenting view, which we could find in our daf, which becomes halacha l'maisa as well. In Tosas di Ramaschal Hod Mehadik, Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, parenthetically, one of the cryptic parts of this sugya, is that Rabbeinu Chananel on our daf says the opposite, even though Rabbeinu Chananel in Meseches Shabbos, on Kuf Lamiches seems to present as Rabbeinu Chananel, but it's not only Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rosh presents this in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and that is the following. They understand, let's read it in Tosos, Avo Rabbeinu Chananel mefarish de mehadik osir kishatefach hayotze min hakove chazak sheinu nikfaf v'nira o alufi ze kovim asurim. Says Tosos, hats are prohibited. From Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara's Teretz, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam, is not as Rashi had presented. When the Gemara says, Hod Mahadik, Hod Mahadik, is the Gemara is differentiating between two different types of hats. There's a hat like farmers use, where the hat covers their head, and then it droops down over their ears. That's not a problem of OL. Similarly, a talus droops down. That's not a problem of OL. But if it's mahadik, if it's a firm brim, so then, in such a case, it would be a problem of OL. Now here, in Shulchan Aruch, we follow both opinions in the Gemara. Says the Mechaber in Shin Aleph, Mem Kova, Shu Mispashet Lahalo Mirosho Tefach, if it spreads out from his head, a Tefach, Osala Nicho Birosho Afilu Bebayis, he can't even put it out on his head. Inside his house, Mishum Oel, because it qualifies as Oel. Rav Neven Sal, in his beautiful Sefer and Melachos, put together by his son, my dear Rebbe and friend Rav Chizkio Neven Sal Shlita, on page Reish Nun Beis, elaborates on what the machlok is between Rashi and Tosfos. This is why Rashi did not learn that way. But at the end of the day, that discussion is academic,
because we paskin like both opinions, and there is a chash if the brim is going to be a tefach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Nun Beis points out that there are achronim that are makel in regards to the hat, that it would not be an avera even to wear such a hat like this. Number one, some suggest that it's not so hard, the brim is not so hard. Maybe one could argue that this is a reason to wear a Litvisha hat, where the brim bends down, in contrast to a Hasidisha one. Or, for that matter, a Litvisha rabbinic hat, a Hamburg, which also doesn't bend down. Number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if it's hard, at the end of the day, his intention is not to wear it for shade, but it's just to cover his head. And for that reason, it's not called an Oel. It's a little difficult, that svara, because at the end of the day, why do we not say that even though that's not his intention, but it becomes a psik resha, that it has all the properties of the halachos of Oel. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, ubemakom shelo nag lahakel bazeh bevadai yesh hachmir kedasa shulchan aruch. One should certainly be machmir for the shulchan aruch. This is how I heard from my great Rebbe Rav Nevin Sal Shlita as well. He did add something fascinating, and actually it is quite moving at this historical moment that we are within the Shiva of the great Talmud Chacham and Marbitz Torah, one of the biggest mashpim of our century in Hilchos Shabbos, Rav Neuwirth Zatzal. That Rav Nevinzal told me years ago that he discussed with Rav Neuwirth this Shaila. Those two men are the closest of Talmidim of Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, where Reb Nevinzal suggested that even though clearly one should be machmir for the Shulchan Aruch, and one should measure that the hat should not be a tefach, however, he argued that since the halachos of Ohel calculate a tefach in terms of a tefach meruba and not a tefach igul, so then in such a case, if a person does not have a tefach meruba around the hat itself from the brim, even if there is a tefach igul, then that's still less than the shear. In other words, if you have a hat, you draw around the circle of the hat itself a tefach, and if the amount of space would equal a square tefach, the brim equals the amount of space of a square tefach, then in such a case it would be a problem. However, a tefach igul is not the measurement. The brilliant Ha'ara of our great Rebbe, and this is quoted as well in the Sefer that Rav Chizkiyahu put out, Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, this interaction between Rav Nevinzal and Rav Neuwirth on page Reish Nun Beis, and this was the point that Rav Nevinzal made when he taught me this halacha in the Mishnah Berurah in Oz Kuf Nun Beis. Hayotze Midvarenu, that it could very well be that according to many poskim, wearing a hat with a very large brim might constitute an iser derabanan, an ohel, and it would be, if you will, putting it in the context, an avera midrabanan, according to some, to wear such a hat on Shabbos. On the other hand, of course, there are some who argue that a kosher hat on Shabbos would be an inyan to wear. There is a mekar in the Mishnah Berurah for this. In Simin Sadi Beis, Sif Koton Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah describes that it is an act of kavod to put a hat on when davening, because that is how one would go to greet honorable people. If I'm not mistaken, I heard from Rabbi Willig Shlita that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal commented that after John Kennedy in 1960 went out to the inauguration without a hat, and slowly as the 60s developed in its positive ways, but in many ways in its negative ways as well, there was a breakdown of dress, and no longer did heads of state, and that for that matter people, go out with hats. Like once upon a time, if you take a look at a New York Yankees game from the 1920s and 1930s, everybody wore a hat. I'm not talking about a baseball cap. I'm talking about a dress hat to the baseball game. The only one that didn't were the players themselves. All of that, Rav Aaron Zatzal pointed out right away in the beginning, and therefore Rav Aaron had argued that even according to the Mishnah Berurah, it could very well be that the halacha has changed. As well known, there are different minhagim in Klal Yisrael today. different minhagim, including the Chassidus Shehat and the Shtreimel and the Hamburg, are all based on a chitzonius dika expression, emphasis on chitzonius, of different traditions. And there, on this we could say that those who follow their rabbeim and their traditions, they're the ones who are doing the mitzvahs. And when we have the siyata d'shmaya to be mamshich the drachim of our rabbeim, not only in the chitzonius, but even in the pnimius and the ruach haTorah of the Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. What emerges then is that there would be a Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, according to some poskim, except for Rashi, and some justifications of the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Mishnah Berurah says l'chatchila, to be careful that the brim should not be large. We have the important heter from Rav Nevensal as well as the Makar in Hilchos Tefillah for those who are makbid and wearing a hat for davening. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Beis in Maseches Erevin.